then playing second base, number 10, Yansel Luis. Batting third and playing third base, tonight's double-double batter, number 20, Ruben Santana. The designated hitter for tonight, number 32, Jackson Belker. Batting fifth and playing left field, number 18, Junior Brando. Batting sixth, number 11, the first baseman, Modiki Marte. Batting seventh and playing right field, number 3, Jape Josefa.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset?
standing for the singing of our national anthem. Here tonight to sing the Star Spangled Banner, the reigning Teen Miss Delano, Kumba Diallo.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Tuesday night, the Giants put up a five spot in the bottom of the third inning. 5-0 is their score here. Kenny Castillo will lead things off for Visalia. It will be Castillo, Taurean, Jones. Pops up to the right side, and the catcher, Schlinger, makes a long run to try to make that grab. Unable to.
The banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
One of only 20 hospitals in California, and one of two in the Valley to receive the distinction. How did they do it? Their caregivers go the extra mile for their patients. Kauai Health, one of America's top 100 hospitals.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck. Get low 3.99% APR on the legendary Tacoma. Check out the powerful Tundra or lease a Tacoma double cab 4x4 for as low as $369 a month.
No, grab the keys, come on, let's go.
Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new fuel-efficient Toyota. Take on this new season in California with incredible MPG and peace of mind. Toyota has more hybrids and plug-in hybrids than any other brand, so hit the road with fewer fill-ups and legendary dependability. Right now, get incredible 0% APR financing for 72 months or choose a low lease on the all-electric 2023 bZ4X. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit at 43024.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley.
Happy Tuesday night, everybody. Happy opening night from Valley Strong Ballpark. Gene Seo will lead things off here for the San Jose Giants. He's the guy that got it all started against Junior Cerda, Yasmir Alvarez. Getting ready to do work for the first full inning of action. He came in for a leaf of Junior Cerda. Pitch on the way, and that one misses upstairs for ball one. One ball, one strike. 95-mile-per-hour heater. Talking to pitching coach Tyler Mark over the weekend. Mentioned this is a team where you're going to see a little bit more velocity compared to last year's squad. 1-1 pitch on the way from Alvarez. And that one fouled off to the left side for strike number two. As a Rawhide team who primarily all throughout 2023, they struggled to get in those mid-90s. A lot of the guys were touching the 92, 93-mile-per-hour range. We got some taller guys, some more experienced guys as well, and bring that velocity on the mound. 1-2 pitch on the way. That one's popped up to the left side. Santana and Taurean race backwards. Who's going to call it off? Somebody needs to, and it's going to bounce off the glove of Junior Franco out on left. He collided with Christopher Taurean. And that is going to be a runner over at second. Would likely think that would be the second Rawhide error of the ballgame. And just some kind of uncharacteristic moments here for the Rawhide. Not the way they played baseball over the first three games. And, I mean, yeah, that's a ball in difficult territory, but somebody's got to call that ball off. I would think it would be the outfielder, Junior Franco, who's charging in. I mean, that's a tough play for Christopher Taurean. It will be counted as an error, an E6. And Gene Carlos will reach for the second time today.
That's embarrassing. Come on.
And bring up Jonah Cox to the plate, the star center fielder for San Jose. Upcoming delivery on the way, swung on and missed. Talked about some of that veteran presence we already saw. Rio Britton, the former NC State Wolfpack, But also some notable guys as well. Landon Sims, who will start tomorrow night's game. That pitcher out of the SEC, 0-1 delivery on the way. Flips the outside corner. Sims was the final out when Mississippi State won the College World Series just 2 years ago. Also some other good players as well. Caden Grice in 2023. And John Ullerod, two-way player of the year. 0-2 pitch won't happen. Osmir Alvarez will spin off the mound. But Caden Grice, he pitched in Friday night's game. What an outing he had. 7 strikeouts. 9 batters faced. He went through the order once before he was taken out of the season opener on Friday night. 0-2 pitch on the way from Yasmir Alvarez, who holds at the belt. That one fouled off to the right side. We'll go over to CSDA Pasture out in right field. First time we've seen the ball land out there here today. And a reminder that all foul balls into the bleachers this season brought to you by Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Caden Grice, a really nice outing on Friday. Looking forward to seeing him once again. And pitching coach Tyler Marg mentioned, and especially the guys who played at some of these notable Power 5 conference schools. That one's hit through the right side of the infield. Rounding second base and third is Carlos Cio. Diving head first, the tag in time. What a throw by the right fielder, Jake Josefa. San Jose trying to get aggressive on the base paths, trying to get their sixth run of the ball game, and an absolute dime out from right field. And a beautiful tag on the back of the leg, and that is going to be our Geiger electric play of the game. What a throw, what a tag. That was electric. That Rawhide Electric play of the game brought to you by Geiger Electric. They're family-owned and operated, serving the Central Valley with honest and fair prices that you deserve. Give them a call at 559-302-9517. So a big assist out there in right field by Josefa. One down here for the San Jose Giants. And the pitch goes in there for strike number one. Seventh hit of the day. Awarded to Jonah Cox, his second base hit of the day. Two singles and a ground out. 2 for 3 on the night. Upcoming pitch on the way to Cole Foster. Foster bats from the left side. Man in motion. The throw is not in time. A little bit of a late throw from Kenny Castillo, and I think that's more on the side of Jonah Cox, who had an absolutely great jump. Another stolen bag. That's the second of the game here for San Jose. And now their fifth stolen bag on the year. Cole Foster digs in. Third time today. He's 2 for 2 on the day. Swings and misses on the pitch from Yasmir Alvarez. 1-2, 1 away. Foster, second professional season, drafted in the third round of the 2023 MLB draft, the 85th overall pick by the Giants organization. 1-2 pitch on the way from Alvarez. Swung on and missed. Strike three. And there's two down here as Cole Foster sat down for the first time today. And with that, another strikeout brought to you by Allstate. Allstate, you're in good hands. Give insurance agent Abraham Guillen a call today at 559-625-4141. And here is Bryce Eldridge, the top 10 prospect in the Giants organization. Eldridge will get ready for the delivery with two down and runner on second. Eldridge takes an inside pitch for ball number one. The 19-year-old with the 16th overall pick in the 2023 draft. Two-way player, but he's going to be signed primarily as a hitter for the Giants organization. 1-0, 2-way. And I feel like nowadays a lot of these two-way players are primarily switching over to pitching only. They have an option. Caden Grice, one of those guys, had the option between pitching and batting. And Grice ended up going on the pitching side of things. Not the same, however, for the 19-year-old Eldridge. 2-0 delivery on the way, and that one clips the outside corner for a strike. Eldridge, the fourth prospect in the organization. From Vienna, Virginia, the Virginia Gatorade Player of the Year in 2023, attended James Madison High School. 2-1 with two away. Eldridge has a runner at second. Eldridge trying to get that RBI opportunity to make this a six-run ball game for San Jose. Swing and a miss. Strike number two for Bryce. Bryce also spent some time with Team USA's 18U national team, where he won a gold medal in the 2022 World Cup. On top of that, tournament MVP for Bryce. Takes a pitch a little bit low for ball three. Three balls and two strikes. And San Jose making it difficult here for the Rawhide in these first four innings, having long at-bats, long innings. Meanwhile, on the Visalia side of things, they've gone through three up, three down fairly quick. Need to find a way to expand their at-bats. Alvarez steps off the rubber for his first disengagement. Reminder, home plate umpire Caden Gustafson. Garrett Nelson is the first base umpire today. Payoff pitch on the way for Alvarez with two down. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And the inning comes to a conclusion. One hit, no runs, no error, one error, and one runner left on base over at second. And we head to the bottom of the fourth inning where the Giants lead over the Rawhide 5-0. You're listening and watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB First Pitch app.
Take your Toyota safety to the next level with a fresh set of new tires. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run.
Teixeira's making it happen.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information or to book...
Fans are having fun at the ballpark here on this Tuesday night. Come join the party. Pitch fouled backwards by Ruben Santana, 3-4-5. Stepping up to the Rawhide here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Opening week festivities. Part of our opening week presented by Budweiser and Bueno Beverage Company. Tomorrow we roll on a Wednesday night with a 6:30 first pitch time. Kings County Farm Bureau night. And then our first giveaways, first of 40 giveaways. Most in team history. 1-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses outside for a ball. Two balls and a strike. Replica home jersey giveaway on this upcoming Friday. The home pinstripes. Get yours. Sponsored by Budweiser for fans 21 and over. 2-1 pitch on the way. Santana. He does go around. First 350 fans in the ballpark will get the home replica pinstripes. See the replay there. Check swing. And Santana clearly goes around on it. Two balls and two strikes, and the pitch misses in the dirt for ball number three. Saturday, our first of six fireworks in 2024, including 4th of July, biggest fireworks show in Visalia. And then Sunday, we wrap everything up with our oil for an opposing squad. Pitch on the way to Luis, and that one misses up and outside for ball one. One ball and one strike. Efila Mendez hit one hundo out in Inland Empire over the weekend. It's been a significant amount of time since I've seen a last Rawhide pitcher hit the 100 piece, but Rawhide were able to do it in the opening weekend. Two balls and a strike. Seven hits here for the Giants here in inning number six. Visalia with three. Gonzalo Ruiz gets ready for the pitch, and that one's foul tipped in the mitt. And the count moves to two balls and two strikes. Yonsel 0 for 2 on the day. Has grounded out twice today. Talking with the strength and conditioning coach, Wacy Crenshaw, he said he noticed a pretty large difference from Yonsel between the offseason and coming in spring training. Pitch misses outside, ball three. He said he's added on some weight, added on some muscle. Comes in at 6 foot 170. Added on to that strength. And opening, add that to the pop on his bat. Yonsel gets ready for the full count at bat. Rolls over to the second base side. Double clutch there by Francisco. And throw over to first. That's going to allow Yonsel Ruiz to reach. The other Rawhide will take a runner anyway they get it. See the replay here. Rolls over to the second base side. Francisco, that double clutch. And then just not sure what happened there with Bryce Eldridge. Maybe he lost it for a moment. Ends up hitting the dirt. And just like that, it allows Ruben Santana to step up to the plate. Third spot here in the order for the Rawhide. Santana comes at 6'190", and Santana fouls that one off to the right side. Jackson Feltner waits on deck, who's found a way to get on base twice today. Ruben Santana with a triple, a double over the weekend, fouls that one off to the right side.
Man, Justin is killing it today. Another broken window. 747.
Triple on Friday night. Also had a double over the weekend. Leads the team in extra base hits with three. Two doubles and a triple. One ball, two strikes with no outs. Santana will await the pitch. The delivery on the way. Takes it inside. Is able to dodge out of the way of that ball. Ruben, another guy as well, had a chance to talk to him after Saturday's game. He had a clutch RBI hit in the late stages in the ninth inning on Saturday. 2-2 delivery on the way for Ruben. And he sends that one out to the right side, up and out of play. And another Porta Subs style ball. Your local neighborhood sandwich shop. We've been talking about that conversation with Ruben. The Rawhide were down in the top of the ninth inning on Saturday night. Drives in two runs, ties up the ball game in the ninth. And the Rawhide scored two more runs in the top of the seventh to win the ball game. Asked Ruben, what was he looking for? The 2-2 misses upstairs, ball three. He said he was just looking for the fastball. He saw it. He executed it. Sent it out to the right field wall. And he ended up getting an extra base hit in back-to-back ball games. And a huge extra base hit to tie the ball game up and eventually go on to win the game. Payoff pitch on the way to Santana. Strikeout on the inside corner. And there's one down here for the Rawhide in the bottom of the sixth. Santana didn't agree with the call. A little close inside, but either way, that's the way it goes, and Jackson Feltner will step up for the third time today. Reached off the fielder's choice in his last at-bat back in the fourth, when ended up beating out a ball that was first thrown to get out Ruben Santana at second base. Yonsel Ruiz dives back into first. Rawhide will be back in action tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. for the rest of the series, Wednesday through Saturday. And then Sunday's game will be a 12:05 first pitch time day baseball here at Valley Strong Ballpark on Sunday. 1-0 pitch, takes it inside for a ball, two balls and no strikes. The Rawhide will be back on the road for their first full road week trip to the Lake Elsinore Storm this upcoming week. And basically the way the schedule works all season long, one on, one off, with the exception of two back-to-back series, with one coming up in May. Three balls, no strikes with one away. Jackson Feltner bats from the right side. Junior Franco awaits on deck for Visalia. Jackson Feltner, who worked on some opposite field hitting over the weekend, takes that one in there for strike number one. He has the ability to send it on a line out to right field. We already saw the line drive pulled out to left center earlier. 3-1. They are playing a slight shift on him out in outfield, with everybody about 10 steps to their typical positions to their right side. Fouled off into the netting, and the count goes full with two down, or with one down. I just need to find a way to hand it over to their next guy. That's the way they've been doing it here in these first three games. They haven't done it very much here in this ballgame. 3-2 pitch, fouled off to the right side. And the count remains here for Jackson, remains full for Jackson Feltner. Jackson from Ashland, Kentucky. Drafted in the eighth round of the 2023 draft out of Moorhead State. Swing and miss on an elevated fastball, and he sat down for the first time today. Two down here for the Rawhide. Back-to-back Ks from the arm of Junior Flores. It's that fastball. He's putting it high in the zone, making it difficult for the batters to catch up to. And now Franco will be tasked with keeping the inning alive here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Right on left matchup here with Flores in the middle of the rubber, working from the stretch, and it's fouled backwards for strike number one. Big announcement over the offseason for Visalia. The Rawhide are turning to MyTV 53 starting tomorrow night. Super pumped about that one. 29 home games will be aired on MyTV 53. The 0-1 pitch on the way, and that one's going to be counted as a wild pitch, and that one's going to advance Yancel Luis over to second base. So 29 games every Wednesday and Sunday, including select games throughout the season. Super pumped about having that one on the local airways. 30-minute pregame show tomorrow night. 1-1. And that one misses up and outside for ball number two, 94-mile-per-hour heater. But yeah, 6:30 first pitch time. We'll be on the air starting at 6 o'clock, and we'll have exclusive interviews that you won't be able to access anywhere else besides MyTV 53. 2-1 pitch, foul off to the left side, two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow we'll have a chance to catch up with the 2023 Cal League Groundskeeper of the Year, James Templeton, in our pregame. Congratulations to James on winning that award last year. 2-2 pitch on the way, and that one sent into center field is playable. Moving over a couple steps is Cox, who will call everybody off of the outfield, and he'll make the grab, and the Rawhide strand another two batters here. Their second inning where they've stranded two batters, and we are through with six innings here in downtown Visalia. Giants 5, Rawhide 0. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB First Pitch app.
There are only three things a man really loves: his truck, and his truck. Oh, shoot. Make that five things. I forgot my wife and the dog. Sorry, honey. But if you're involved in a collision in your truck or your wife's car on the way to meet your buddies for your weekly golf game, don't fuss. Call Gus at Gus Body Shop, located in Visalia at 715 East Essequia. They are a third-generation, family-owned body shop, have great customer service and free estimates. You'll have your truck or your wife's car back to pre-collision condition in no time. And listen up. This is important. In the state of California, you have the right to choose the body shop you want to repair your vehicle. Gus understands how overwhelming the process can be. He'll help you with the insurance claim, the car rental, and even picks up and drops off your car. Now that's good old-fashioned customer service. Don't fuss. Call Gus at 625-3636. That's right, 625-3636. Gus's Body Shop, where your satisfaction is our reputation.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Get ready to take on the great outdoors in a brand new Toyota truck. Answer the call to adventure with powerful performance and start exploring. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/30/24.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car?
lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine.
Back here at Valley Strong Ballpark on this Tuesday night, we roll to the top of the seventh inning where Cole Foster will lead things off here for the San Jose Giants. Teofilo Mendez remains on the one ball and one strike. Drew Jones drafted in the second overall pick in the 2022 MLB draft, straight out of high school. The 1-1 misses outside for a ball. 2-1 goes the count. Out of Wesleyan High School, leads this ball game 6-0 thanks to a 5-run third inning. First pitch misses downstairs for ball number one. 1 ball and no strikes. All five of those runs in the third inning scored off of Junior Serta, who was just recently assigned to Visalia from Hillsboro. 1-1 pitch on the way, and now misses downstairs for ball two. Rio Britton started the night here for the Rawhide. Went 2 innings, only allowed 2 hits, struck out 4 batters. But they wanted to give some work to Serta. A lot of those runs and put the Rawhide at a deficit tonight, but the offense hasn't made it any easier tonight, only hitting three hits. It's been Britton, Serta, Alvarez, Mendez, Pinales. So you saw the replay there. Barely missed the top foot of Cole Foster. Pinales looking to avoid a four-pitch walk, and he avoids doing that on a pitch that clips the outside part of the zone for strike number one. The Rawhide have not had a multi-hit inning here tonight. That's how kind of absent the offense has been. And that's going to be a five-pitch walk for Cole Foster to lead things off here in the top of the night. Foster, he's been a tough ass tonight. 3 singles and a walk. That walk in the ninth. It's the only time he's been retired. A strikeout back in the fourth inning, and it brings up Bryce Eldridge to the plate. And the pickoff attempt going back over to first base. Talked about earlier, former two-way player at a James Madison High School. Swing and a miss, and the count goes 0-1. Eldridge tonight. He's reached safely once off of an RBI double back in the seventh inning. 0-1 with no outs. Upcoming pitch on the way, and it's a breaking ball, and it's swung on and foul tipped in the glove of Kenny Castillo. Crowd has continued to stay here. I mean, no reason to go early. 63 degrees tonight. A couple hoodies out, but it's a night that's bearable without a jacket. Pitch on the way to Pinales from Pinales, and Ruben Santana juggles it at third. The only play he's got is at first, so he gets the force out there. But it could have been a double play in the Rawhide, who have only turned 2 double plays entering the night. Could have been their third. But instead, they only get the out, and it's going to bring up the catcher, Luke Schlinger, to the plate.
Number 6, Luke Schlinger.
So another runner in scoring position here for San Jose. They're now 20th at bat with a runner in scoring position here tonight. 5-for-19 on the evening. 1-0 with one away. Darlene Pinales, this will be his 30th pitch of the ball game. Pinales working from the stretch on the far left side of the rubber. 1-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses upstairs for a ball. 2-1. Darlene Pinales enters the ball game with a 2-pitch arsenal. Really, there's only 3 guys on this Rawhide team who have that 2-pitch arsenal. It's Pinales, Chalas, and Mendez. And as we saw earlier in this ball game, that one swung on and missed. Count goes 2-1. With one down. Make sure to join us this week. I think it's available all week long at VisaliaRawhide.com. Or give us a call at 559-732-4433. And we'll get you set up and get you out here at the ballpark. Tickets as low as $10. Visalia trying to get out of this inning scoreless and putting their largest comeback of the season. 3-1 pitch on the way, and that one misses downstairs. Another 5-pitch walk. The second and three at bats. And Luke Schlinger will take his spot over at third base. Runners on first and second here for the Giants. Elian Rio will step up. Before that will happen, pitcher coach Tyler Mark will make his way out to the mound. And as we do that, it gives us a chance to look around the scores around the California League. We already went through the Diamondbacks organization. But around California, let's get you going there. Fresno looking to improve to 4-0. They currently lead in a slugfest. 40 minutes up the road. The Grizzlies lead that ball game 11-8 against the Inland Empire 66ers. That's the other squad in the Cal League who's looking for their first win in 2024. Up north as well, the Modesto Nuts currently trail to the Lake Elsinore Storm 6-5. That game just finished 7 innings. And then lastly, Rancho and Stockton finish up work earlier. The Ports improve to 2-2 with a 6-4 victory against the Quakes. Your scores around the Cal League. One down, and that one's fouled off somebody. There was some loud plastic. I can't tell if that clipped Castillo or if it hit the home plate umpire, Caden Gustafson, and it appears that it hit the umpire as he's readjusting that shoulder pad on that left side. See the replay here, and yeah, ricocheted off of Castillo's glove and ended up hitting the padding on the left side of the umpire. So luckily Gustafson is all right, and he steps behind Castillo to get ready for the next pitch. The 0-1 delivery on the way, bounced in front, and Darlene Pinales evens the count at 1-1. We'll give you the final score that we haven't given you today. Arizona Diamondbacks taking on the Colorado Rockies for the second straight game. And the Diamondbacks end a little bit of a skid that they had, a 3-2 win. Corbin Carroll with his first home run of the season. And this one's lifted into left center field. Drew Jones is racing backwards towards the warning track. He makes the grab at the edge of the dirt. Checking up at second was Cole Foster, but he ends up staying there. And Drew Jones records that second out in center field. But entering tonight, Arizona, 5-game losing streak. Had a tough series against the Atlanta Braves where they got swept. Lost a couple to the New York Yankees. The Diamondbacks trying to get back in the win column, and they do just that, out hitting the Colorado Rockies 9-8. That one's fouled off to the left side. Corbin Carroll got that game started early. That home run in the first inning. Taking a look out at Drew Jones out there in center field. Talked about his defense at the beginning of the broadcast and shows it off there. I mean, that was not an easy run, but Drew Jones able to cover lots of ground and get out there just in time. That one hit into left field for a base hit. Rounding third goes Foster. He's going to come home to score. The ball's cut off by Christopher Torin, and the San Jose Giants now lead 7-0 here in the top of the ninth inning. San Jose 0-3 entering the day. Visalia 3-0, and not going to win every ball game. But San Jose has come in and just kind of imposed their will here in this game one of the 6-game series. 7-0 is your score. And the pitch on there goes in for strike number one. We've got the Rawhide coaching staff there on the third base dugout. RBI base hit from Bo Jackson. Not here in the Cal League here on this Tuesday night. 0-2 down here in the top of the ninth inning. San Jose scored a run in the ninth, seventh, and five in the third inning off of relief pitcher Junior Serta. Pinales trying to get out of the inning right here. The 0-2 breaker misses downstairs. He ends up going with the slider there, missing in the dirt. If Quintus finds a way to get aboard, it will be Javier Francisco to bat. Upcoming 1-2 pitch on the way from Pinales, and that one's fouled off, but the count remains 1-2. In 2023, Visalia had a tough one against San Jose. They were 2-7 in their six-game series. They were 1-5. And then they had a three-game set directly after the All-Star break where they ended up stealing one out of the three-game set. One ball, two strikes, two away. Swing and a miss on a ball way in the opposite batter's box. And Cesar Quintus is sat down, and the Rawhide will go to the bottom of the ninth inning, needing seven runs to keep this ball game alive. Last chance to dance for the Rawhide. Giants 7, Rawhide 0. You're watching Rawhide Baseball on the MILB app.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Let's go! It's time to spring into adventure. Experience everything that awaits this season in a new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on the stylish, fuel-efficient Camry. Or lease a Camry for just $379 a month. No, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on Highlander. Or check out great lease deals on the stylish Camry, sporty Corolla, and dynamic RAV4. Toyota, let's go places. Click the banner or visit toyotaca.com for details.
Uno de los 20 hospitales en California y uno de los dos en el Valle en recibir la distinción. ¿Cómo lo hicieron? Sus cuidadores hacen un esfuerzo adicional por sus pacientes. Cahuilla Health, uno de los 100 mejores hospitales de los Estados Unidos.
American Business Machines has been providing custom business solutions to the Central Valley for nearly 100 years, providing black and white or color copiers and printers, while also specializing in phone systems, surveillance cameras, IT, and printing services. ABM would be happy to create a solution to your business, church, or organization's unique needs. For more information, visit abm1.com. That's ABM, the number one.
Hay una historia sobre la visita del presidente Kennedy a la NASA en 1962, cuando conoció a un consejero mientras recorrió el edificio. Kennedy le preguntó, ¿qué haces aquí? El consejero respondió.
Final frame here on this Tuesday night. Jackson Feltner will lead things off for the Visalia Rawhide. Feltner, Franco, Marte. 4, 5, and 6, heart of the Rawhide order. They've got three combined hits tonight. No multi-hit innings so far. And why not have it here in the bottom of the ninth inning where the Rawhide ended up scoring four runs and ending up taking the win against Inland Empire on Saturday. One ball, one strike, no outs. First pitch on the way. Or the third pitch of the way. And that one misses upstairs. The Rawhide have scored a total of 8 runs in the ninth inning here in 2024 over 3 games. And they're going to need that many runs to win the ballgame here in the bottom of the ninth. They just need 7 to tie it. The Rawhide have been a late scoring team. They have not scored a run before the fourth inning in any game this season. It just tells you the offense a little slow to start things off. And now Jackson Feltner behind the count, 1-2. Feltner currently 1-3 on the day. He lifts that one into left center field. And it's slightly hooking to the right, and it'll drop in the center fielder's gloves, Jonah Cox. And there is now 1 here in the inning. Call to the bullpen for San Jose, brought to you by Rescom Pest Control. protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make home a pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom, and bye-bye, bugs. Sealy is still looking for their first homer of the season. And that one goes in there for strike number one, but that gives us a chance to talk about our new pitcher, fourth arm used by manager Yedwin Villegas, number 55, Tommy Kane, a southpaw from Pennsylvania. Swing and a miss for Junior Franco, and the count goes 0-2. Kane, 6'1", 205 from Broomall, Pennsylvania, drafted in the 19th round of the 2023 MLB draft. Junior Franco nearly went after it, but instead he's able to hold up. And the count goes to 1-2. Tommy Kane, second professional season. Spent some time in the Complex League in 2023. Struck out 27 batters and only walked 7 guys. Got off to the right side. Another foul ball brought to you by Porta Subs. Porta Subs, your neighborhood sandwich shop celebrating 50 years of slicing fresh. Get a look there at Kane, attended Rowan College in 21 and 22, and then he spent some time at Maryland as well in 23. Pitched downstairs for a ball, and the count moved to 2-2. To two Terrapins we've seen here today. Well, the San Jose Giants. Hubert Mejias was the one who got this ball game started. And this one hit through the right side of the infield. 2-2, and Junior Franco, 1-out base hit. And that will send up Modifi Marte to the plate.
If you've been in a collision, don't fuss, call Gus. Gus's Body Shop offers assessments. Any type of damage occurs.
Yeah, that's another.
Bottom line, Gus's Body Shop.
Gus's Body Shop. Single. Give him a call at 559-625-3636. Gus's Body Shop prides himself on customer service and the quality of work. Rodifio Marte will dig into the plate for the fourth time today. He's 0-2. Reached off fielder's choice back in the second and flew out to left field back in the seventh inning. As it stands right now, Junior Flores is lined up for the win. If things stay as they are right now. And meanwhile, for the Rawhide, Junior Serta would receive the loss. This versus 2024. 2-0, no strikes, 1 away. Modifi Marte. His only time reaching was in the seventh off that walk. And he swings and misses on elevated fastball. 2-0. Jaqueo Cepha awaits on deck. Kenny Castillo's in the hole. Rawhide just trying to hand it off to the next batter at this point in the ball game, and it's a slow roller back to the mound, and that one's muffed there at the mound, and that's all it takes to get back in a ball game like this. Small little mistakes right there. The pitcher, Tommy Kane, unable to field it cleanly, just trying to make the turn too quickly. And Marte will reach. We'll see if this will be counted as an error or a base hit. It will be counted as an error, and he won the second error of the Giants tonight. Jaqueo Cepha, who had an RBI in this exact situation on Saturday, steps up to the plate for Visalia. His team has been talking about it since last week. Hand it off to the next guy. That's all they got to do. No point of playing hero ball, even with the swing of a bat. You're still down by 4 runs. Give it to the next guy. Kenny Castillo waits on deck. Jaqueo Cepha at the dish. The 0-1 facing Tommy Kane for the first time today, and he fouls it off to the left side. Position like this, Rawhide trying to just put it out into that center field area. And advance the base runners. 0-2 delivery on the way to Josefa. It's a breaking ball that misses outside. 1-2. This is the second time tonight where the Rawhide have had a runner on base. Runner on first and second. 1-2, 1 down. Franco stands over at second. And the pitch misses outside for 2-2. Rawhide being out hit in this ball game, 11 hits to 4.